to be a man. And those three things that are, we call them DEA. So I have a technical picture of DEA, discipleship, empowerment, and accountability. Discipleship, we're going to teach you. We're going to walk with you. We're going to hold your hand as much as possible until you get to the point of accountability. Amen. The E stands for empowerment, that we're going to empower you to do it. Has called you to do, to go to places God has called you to go. Use the gifts and talents that God has given you so that you could grow in Him. Amen. For every one of us have been given something extraordinary, but we don't spend enough time sometimes to find that. And once we find that, we work with you and we ask you that you go forward and that you use whatever God has given you in integrity. Amen. Then the last piece of this is accountability, that we all are accountable. We just can't do everything that we want to do, but accountability is important. Amen. I'm my brother's keeper. Yes, I am. I am my brother's keeper. Yes, I am. So on this morning, I also want to give thanks to God for members, those who are here in the Zoom, those who may be watching us with a live stream. We're just so grateful to God for whom all blessings flow. I want to give a shout out to our birthday. Amen. On last week, we missed our birthday of Sister Carolyn. Amen. She's on our sick and shut-in list, amen. But we're just grateful for her celebrating her birthday, amen. You know, she's been through a lot this year. We're just grateful to God that He's continually keeping her and keeping her alive, amen. And we're just grateful for all that He's done for her. So happy birthday to our dear sister, Carolyn Harden. That God continue to bless you and continue that you continue to recover, amen. I know when you get back, you have a testimony for the ages, amen, of how God has brought you through and brought you over, amen. And we're just so grateful that we were together on last week in person service, amen. We had such a wonderful time. It's always a wonderful time to be able to see the wonderful people of God. We got to see that beautiful baby boy that Sister Nicholson was able to birth, amen, with God's grace, amen. And we're just so grateful for that. We got to celebrate anniversary with the Jordans, amen, that God has given them 17 wonderful years, amen. A marriage doesn't mean it's perfect, amen, but we're still in it because we have commitment. And we're just grateful. And then even on last week, I think it was my daughter's birthday, we got to celebrate also. So a lot of celebration, a lot of things going on, but we were grateful that God has given us the opportunity to be there to celebrate them. So our next in-person service, amen, next in-person service is on September the 10th. So on September the 10th, we look forward for all of you being there. If you this is your first time being here with us, what we are a hybrid church, and we're hybrid in the sense that we meet one time face-to-face a month. We meet one time, and then the rest of the time, we are online, just like you're seeing us now. All our Bible studies are exclusively online, amen, and you can see us on the various platforms. You can go to the church website, which is safehousechurchgso.com. Again, that's safehousechurchgso.com. Or you can go and see us on the various social media platforms, whether that be Facebook, Facebook Live, YouTube, YouTube, and also on Twitch, amen. So we have accounts on all of these, and we are always constantly streaming. And how many of you are just grateful? Amen. I'm just always in a spirit of gratitude to God because I understand and I know that things could be different. Amen. It was different for somebody on today. There was somebody who wanted to get up and move and they didn't move. Amen. That they have gone on to glory. But for us that are here and still of the household of faith, we're just grateful for God and all that He's done and all that He continues to do for us. But I do believe there is a word from the Lord on today to share with you. Amen. As we continue to talk, this is the year of Rehoboth. Remember, I told you all back in January that this was the year of Rehoboth, meaning that what God is making room for us. Amen. And I don't know about you, but He's making room for me. Amen. I can see it in all parts of my life. Amen. As we stay faithful to the call of Jesus Christ. He didn't say it would be easy. He didn't say that you wouldn't go through some things and you wouldn't go through some trials. But what I'm finding is that all things that you go through, nothing is lost. Amen. Come on, somebody say it with me. Nothing is lost. Nothing is lost. Now, everything we go through, there's something that nothing is lost. Also, want to give a major shout out to our main man, Brother Sean Jordan, amen, who's celebrating birthday number 8, amen. Walking, amen, and living and moving and breathing miracle, amen. We still believe in God for His complete deliverance, and even if He doesn't do it, amen, we know that He's able, and we're just so grateful to Him celebrating birthday number 8, amen. Amen. These kids are getting big, you know, they were small now, and they're all getting really big on us, amen. So this time of the year, the Safe House Church, we just have a flurry of birthdays, amen. But we're grateful to him, and so faithful to, amen. Every time his parents, you know, his parents are there, he's there, amen. So he's usually there, and we're just grateful for all God is doing in their lives. And I'm just so grateful. Again, I know I say that a lot, but that's because it's true. I have a sense and a heart of gratitude for all that God has done, because he didn't have to bestow these blessings upon me. He could have picked somebody else. He could have, you know, he didn't have to do what he did for you. He could have picked somebody else. And we're grateful for that. Amen. I want to give honor to First Lady Felicia Ely. Amen. We ask that God continue to bless and continue to keep her, oh God. Lord, continue to, yeah, you all keep my mother-in-law in prayer. She has some bouts with her health, but we know God to be a healer. Amen. And even if he don't, we know that he's still able. So we ask that God gives her the strength to endure. Amen. Those setbacks. Amen. So now I think we're pretty much almost through the vacation season. And, you know, soon our children will be going back to school. Amen. And we've already prayed that prayer for them on last week. So getting your last minute ins and outs. Amen. And the colleges are back in. You know, students moved back here on yesterday and the day before. So there's a sense of anticipation. There's a sense of excitement all around us. Amen. And we want to embrace that and that same sense of excitement that we think about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Because without him, none of these things are possible. Without him, we will be that ship that will be without a sail, meaning that we will be what moved and about for every wind that comes around us. And I'm just grateful to him from whom all blessings flow on this morning. Amen. As we go forward. So let us go in this morning and I believe there is a word from the Lord. I don't think I'm missing anything or anybody else on this morning. So I'm going to go ahead and get into what I believe God has given me to share with you on this morning. If you would be so kind, would you please turn your Bibles? Yes, we still read from the Bible. Yes, we believe in reading from the Bible. The King James Version is the one that we typically use, amen, but we know there are other things that you can use to get better understandings of stuff and et cetera, et cetera. Like I said, if I don't think, I don't see anybody send me any messages, so I think I've covered everything I need to speak on today. So if you would be so kind and belabor with me for a few moments on today as we go into the Word of God, for God has just been so good to us, and I'm trying to position myself here, amen. You all know. I have to, won't be doing this. I'm the producer, the DJ, all of it. Amen. But God is good. And I'm just grateful to be in a position that we can even do this. Amen. So please trust and believe that the Safe House Church is alive and well. I know a number of people see, your pastor, he's in Alabama, ain't he? And no, we're alive and well. Amen. You know, we're a hybrid church. Amen. And we take full advantage of all the technologies and opportunity that God has given us. You know, we're pioneers in this. I tell our church this all the time, and they don't believe me until you watch everybody else going to start doing it. Just like when we was doing this first, and we was preaching when live first came out. You know, I think the second day, I was already on this platform, and God had laid on my heart that this was a platform that we was praying on. And now, I see others starting to do the same thing, and now others have built it. So sometimes, you know, when God has called you out there, you show other people the roadmap, and maybe they take it to the next level. But I understand, you know what, that's okay. Amen. And I'm here to tell you today, y'all watch, people are going to be doing this too, you know, that they'll be in this format, because we were already forced to be here because of COVID. And when we got forced to be here because of COVID, we were already here. Amen. Amen. All right, please turn with me to the book of 2 Chronicles. We want to go to the book of 2 Chronicles on today. We want to go to the book of 2 Chronicles. And I want you to go to chapter number 20. 2 Chronicles chapter number 20. And we want to start at verse 15. 2 Chronicles chapter number 20. We want to start at verse number 15. I want to talk to you a little bit today about Jehoshaphat. Somebody say Jehoshaphat. Hallelujah, Jehoshaphat. That's who we want to talk about today. Amen. I'm going to spend some time in our Bibles talking about Jehoshaphat. He was one of the kings. And we know here that Chronicles chronicles the lives of kings and the several stories here, but we're talking about Jehoshaphat today of Judah. of that tribe, and that God has looked out for them. Amen. How many of you know that God will look out for you? Even when you're not looking out for yourself, even when you're not thinking about it, God has a way of escape, even when your enemies decide to come against you. We're going to read a couple of these verses, and then we're going to get into what I believe God has given us on today. All right, so you all ready? Let's, hopefully you have it by now. I'm going to turn that over, and we're going to get into our Bible here. All right. Okay. And it says this, we're in verse number 15, and it says, and he said, hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, that thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziza. And ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jerusalem. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves. Stand ye still. Somebody say, stand ye still. Touch your neighbor. Touch your husband. Touch your wife. Virtual high five somebody. Say, stand ye still. And see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. For tomorrow go out against them, the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites of the children of the Kehatites and of the children of the Kromatites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. They stood up to praise the God Israel with a loud voice on high. If you allow me to use for a subject a little bit on for you on today, I want to talk to you from the subject of move forward in body, but still in mind. Move forward in body, but still in mind. Let us pray. Oh, Lord, and the Father, Lord, we come to you this morning. Lord, we just want to say we thank you. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for yet another amazing day. Lord, we thank you for how you watched us and you kept us up to this present point in time, how you allowed no hurt, harm, or danger to come to us in any form or fashion. Lord, I ask you to continue to watch us and keep us, Lord. Strengthen us, oh God. Love on us, oh God, like only you can. Lord, help us, Lord, to be who you have us to be, to do what you have us to do, to say what you have us to say, to live how you have us to live, and to pray how you have us to pray. For God, you are wonderful. You're kind, your love, your peace, your strength, Lord. You are omnipotent, you're all seeing, and you all knowing, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, you for that in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you forgive us for all our sins, those known and unknown to us, oh God. Help us to go forward, Lord, to be all that you call us to be, to do all you call us to do, to say all you call us to say, to live how you call us to live, and to pray how you call us to pray, Lord. And we forever give your name the honor and the glory and the power, Lord, for it's yours and yours alone, for we dare not touch thy glory. But in all thy ways, we acknowledge you, and we say that you will direct thy path. We ask you all these things of others in the powerful name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we ask, amen, amen. Hallelujah. So the last couple of weeks, God has had us talking about moving and moving forward, amen. I know many of us have found ourselves in situations and circumstances where we weren't sure, Lord, how should we move? We're not sure, Lord, Was this the time to go forward? Was this the time to make such a decision? We see so much turmoil in our land and things of the stock market going up and down, and inflation starting to continually rise, and people's salaries are starting to be stagnant. People, some are losing jobs. I noticed in our area, amen, there was factories that were shutting down without notice, and people were getting laid off and all kinds of stuff, and many things that if you listen to some of the economists say that we point that we're going towards a recession, amen. And I don't know about you, but things have started to change all around us, amen. And we're wondering what may happen, amen. And others have seemed like, you know, they just don't have enough to make their ends meet. And they're wondering, said, Kyle, where are you, Lord Jesus? We are calling out to you. We need your help and we need your strength. We need your might. We need your power, Lord. We need your anointing. We need your encouragement. And we asking ourselves, Lord, how is this thing going to end? How is this thing going to move, Lord? And we know that you've already told us that you said, cast your cares for that you care for us. Excuse me. You said, cast your cares for you care for us, oh God, and that you continually, Lord Jesus, that if you will feed the birds of the air, Lord Jesus, then certainly that you would take care of us. And Lord, we find ourselves here as we read this story on today, this story of Jehoshaphat. What he found himself is that he found himself in a battle. Jehoshaphat and the family, amen, of Judah here were minding their own business, but yet there was someone else who had sinister thoughts towards them. There was somebody else who wanted what they had, and they found themselves in a place of where they were about to be invaded. If you go up and you read the story starting at the beginning of the chapter 20, you find that Jehoshaphat was hearing this rumor of war. Amen. He was hearing this rumor that some were coming to invade him and that they were coming to take what they had. And Jehoshaphat was looking around and they saw what they had. And what they saw that they had was women and children and small children at that. It wasn't many of them, but the armies that were coming up against them were mighty. The Moabites and the Servants and all of these were very big armies. Amen. And they had more people than they had. They had more men that were ready for war than they had. They had a large army, and everything about them said that they were coming in to take them over. And what they did is, you know, they were coming in to take them over, and there was no way that they could fight them, and there was no way that they could withstand them. And here that they walked in fear, and they went back and they talked to God. So if I have point number one, I want to tell you today, and I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that we must, number one, always be observant, amen, around us, amen, that the atmosphere around us is changing. We notice how people are starting to treat us in certain aspects. We know how people are starting to address us, amen. And you know that some will address you with kindness, some will address you with a sense of gratitude, and some will address you with a sense of hate, amen. And since, so one thing we must do, brothers and sisters, we must be aware, amen. We must observe the atmospheres that we're in, whether we at work or we at school or we're in our families, amen. That everybody who's saying hi to, hallelujah to you and thank you, Jesus, is not necessarily your friend. That everybody who's around you that's patting you on the back and telling you what great job you are doing doesn't mean that they're necessarily not trying to chop you down from behind. Amen. So here we find that Jehoshaphat has now what he has, that God always has, as we say, a ram in the bush. There's always something that God has put together. Amen. That he's going to warn his people. And I tell you on today that you observe the warning from God. If God has sent you a warning, I ask that you observe the warning from God. Listen to what he says. Do what he tells you to do. Amen. Because the warning gives you time to prepare. See, there's a difference between a watch and a warning. They tell us that if we have a storm watch, that means that the conditions for a storm are favorable, that the conditions are set up, that a storm can come and things can change and the winds can blow and everything that needs for a storm to happen is already in place. No, we don't see a storm brewing, but we are observing the conditions. We are observing that this could possibly happen. We are observing that this could could possibly change. We are observing that this can move this way and it can go that way and this can move that way and it can change this and all these things. So I'm telling you today, brothers and sisters, be aware, because we are in the year of Rehoboth, that God is making room for us. When is it going to be favorable for me to move, oh God? When is it going to be favorable for me to go, Lord? When is it be favorable for me to move forward, oh God? So here now, what they are telling them to be on, not on watch, but what? Warning. There's a difference. Amen. So now when they said there's warning, that means that now one has been spotted, that a storm has been spotted, that is actually happening and it's coming your way. Hallelujah. Some of us, God has told us to be on watch. He told us that we ought to sit on the wall and to be on watch. Why? Because the conditions against us are always favorable. Amen. That things around us are always favorable, that they can change in a heartbeat, that things that were people were cheering your name, amen, that all of a sudden now all things have turned around. But in the between of all of that, that what now, there's what, a warning that it's no longer just favorable, that it's here, amen, that it is coming, and therefore you must what, prepare yourself. So what the Bible tells us, if you continue and you go on and you read in chapter 20, that you will find that Jehoshaphat calls a fast among the people of God. He calls a fast for them to turn their place down and to fast towards God, because he knew that they were outnumbered. He knew that they didn't have the things that they needed to be able to win this battle. But how many of you know that the Bible tells us that it's what, that's more with us than it is with them, amen? That he is a keeper and he's a rewarder of them who diligently seek him, amen? So you got to ask yourself, have you been diligently seeking him lately? Have you been going after his name lately? Have you been going forth consistently, Lord, even when it's good days, amen? Not just when the bad time come, but are you trusting him in the good days, amen? Are you trusting him when things seem favorable in your condition? Are you trusting him when things seem to be going all right and just not in the days of trouble? Now we find that Jehoshaphat and them are praying, amen, and they're praying, and this is what we pick up when we read today in verse 15, that now God sends them an answer, amen. How many of you know when you pray that God will send you an answer? So number two that I wanted to leave with you today is that you need to doubt your own understanding. For the Bible tells us, lean not into our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and that he will direct our path. So here he's telling what Jehoshaphat and family have understood. And one thing I want you to know, and I want you to pick up, that what, Jehoshaphat is the king. It is the king who is called this fast. Amen. I'm telling kings of your homes, amen, that sometimes you got to turn the plate down. Kings, amen, the leaders, amen, that you got to turn the plate down. Because as you go, everybody else goes, amen. They follow the leader. This is why you call the leader. Their leadership is important. Their leadership is everything. Their leadership does matter. Amen. So I ask that you be the leaders in your home. Amen. That you lead the press service. Amen. Just don't allow your wife to go to pray, but you get on your knees and pray. That you get on your knees and pray and ask God, Lord, what must I do, Lord Jesus? What is how we move out of this thing, Lord? How do we go forward? That you take kingship in your home. Amen. And be who God has called you to be, and stand up and cry aloud and show the rest of your family, amen, that God is with us, amen, that God has us, and that God is taking care of us, that you stand up and you know that you lean not into your own understanding, but in all your ways that he will direct your path, amen. So here now, what, doubt your own understanding, because so many times what happens is, brothers and sisters, we can overestimate or we can underestimate. Sometimes most of us, depending on what kind of person you are, some of us have a tendency to overestimate, that we are more powerful than we think we are, that we can do more than we think we are. Then there's a group of us who underestimate ourselves, amen, that we don't believe we can do anything, we don't feel we can do this, but what, God knows exactly where we are. So what I understand is that I cast my cares, for he cares for us, that I put it in the palm of his hand, and I trust and believe that he's going to make it all right, and I trust and believe that he's going to lead me into all truth and understanding. I trust and believe that God is not marked. Whatever a man sow, that shall he also reap. That if you reap good, if you plant good seed, amen, that you're going to reap a good harvest, amen. I trust, the Bible says that without faith, without faith, that nothing is possible, amen. So with faith, all things are possible, amen. I trust them with mustard seed faith, that I plant that seed of a mustard, amen, that in time and in due season, that it should raise up and be a tree that's going to give off fruit, amen. I believe when the Bible tells us to be fruitful and multiply, that's just not with children, but everything we do, for the Bible works off multiplicity, amen. I believe when he tells us that we're walking by faith and not by sight, that we don't have to necessarily see it, but if we believe that he has called us and we believe that we go forth, amen, that he will open up the door, that he will make our path straight. He will show us where to go. He will tell us where to go. So now here we have Jehoshaphat, amen, that he's doubting his understanding. So therefore, what? He's called the fast. And in this fast, what do? They seek God's deliverance. They seek God's presence. They seek God's advice. They seek God's love. They seek God's power. And I'm telling you today, when you find yourself in a place that you don't know which way to move, and you know you feel like there's a time to move forward, that you seek God, amen. Seek him in all your ways, and seek him in each and everything that you do. Ask him first and not ask him last. Sometimes we have a tendency to ask him last after we didn't did what we thought, amen. When we didn't did how we thought it should go, when we didn't did how we thought it should move, how we didn't move how we thought it should move, and then we realize that all these things didn't work out, then we come to God. When he could have saved us a lot of trouble, he could have saved us a lot of time. All we had to do is what? Come to him first. This is what he tells us, is what? That we go into him first, amen. That we walk into him first, and then we ask him what to do first, amen. And he's not going to lead you to guide you wrong, amen. But you're going to move forward. Then the Bible goes on and tells us when they got their answer, amen, that we read in verse 15, that when they got the answer, he told them to stand still, that this battle did not belong to him, but the battle belonged to the Lord. How many know that you're fighting some battles right now that you think belong to you, but they belong to the Lord? I know you don't know what they're doing, amen. You don't know what's brewing over there in the left. You don't know what's brewing over here on the right, but you know that you observe that something is going on, that something's moving, that something's changing, and you're not exactly sure. And I'm telling you not to lean into your own understanding, but seek God on it, amen, and know that he has you. And he has your back, amen. And what he's telling them here, that he's told Jehoshaphat and them to stand still, amen. Now, it seemed like this would be odd, amen, that he told them to stand still. But when you go on and you read a little bit more of the verse, amen, he tells them to stand still and know that what? That he's got them, amen, that he's got them covered. But then he also tells them to move forward, amen. So I'm telling you today that we're going to move forward in body, but stand still in mind. So he was telling them to go on and do the physical things they needed to do. So what you find here later on, he tells them that tomorrow this time, that this battle was going to be theirs. I mean, it was going to be theirs. They were going to win this battle because this was his fight, amen, that he was going to take care of them. He knew that they were outnumbered. He knew that they had three armies down there. He knew what was going on before they knew what was going on. And all he wanted to know is what they're going to trust them, amen. So Jehoshaphat and the whole kingdom trusted God. And what God told them, the instruction he gave them to do is he told them simply to do this, that you what? We have to obey him, amen. That God has given some of us some instructions that we haven't obeyed yet. We wonder why it ain't working out for us, amen. We wonder why this is not going the way that we desired to go. We wonder why this is still not gone the way that we thought it was supposed to go and move the way that we thought it was going to move, because some of us have still not obeyed him. We partially obeyed him. We did a little bit of it, but we didn't do all of it. We dabbled our toe in it, but we were scared to walk out. And I'm here to tell you today that the battle is not yours, but the battle belongs to him, amen. If you will walk out on faith, amen, if you will go forward and do what he's called you to do, and completely obey. Oh, y'all hear me today? Some of us are partially obeying. Some of us don't want to do it his way. We just want to do enough to get by. We just want to do enough to say, okay, God, I kind of did what you said to do, Lord, and I kind of halfway do that. We know that many stories in the Bible that's told us that when people kind of halfway did things, how they got halfway answers, amen. That when they halfway did this, then they got a halfway that. And I'm telling you that we don't serve a halfway God. He wants to be all or nothing, amen. This is why he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, amen. And we are to what? Seek him first. And when we seek him first, that he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. So he tells them to obey. And to obey here is what? They are to what? To get up and they are to sing and praise at their appointed time. So what happens is, and you go on and read the rest of this story, and I didn't do that for you all today, but as you go on to the rest of this story, what you find out is that in the morning, they got up and they started to sing the praises to God. They started to sing. And what happened was the army of their enemies got up and they were so confused and dismayed. What they did is they started to fight each other. That's a word for somebody today, that you don't have to do anything, but in time, you continue to praise God. You continue to obey God. You continue to walk by faith. Amen. You continue to move your body forward, but keep your mind still. What is the still? The still is that my mind is focused on Him. That my mind and my thoughts, there are going to be people who are coming that's trying to pull you away. They're going to say, why do you don't have to? It doesn't take all of that. And they don't take all that. I'm here to tell you, they take all this and then some. Amen. Because we serve a holy God who is holy and acceptable. That He said that no unrighteousness is going to dwell in His sight. Amen. He's called us to live righteous. He's called us to live holy before Him. And He said that, what, I got your back. Amen. If you do what I ask you to do, if you go the way I tell you to go, because I have a reason behind everything I ask you to do. I think about it sometimes with my children. Amen. They don't understand everything. Like, why can't we do this, Dad? Or why can't we go here? But I know there's what a reasoning behind what I say. I say it because what, they're not at a point of understanding. If I try to explain to them, because their mind is not there, they've not reached that level of maturity there yet, that I could be able to explain to them with a certain degree of certainty that, hey, you cannot do this because of this, and you cannot do this because of that. It would just make them want to do it more. So I tell them, trust me as your father that I have your best interest at heart. Trust me as your father that I love you, and I'm not going to let anything happen to you. Trust me as your father. Amen. This is what the Bible says, come unto Him as little children. So I think about it in terms of my children. If I tell them I'm going to do something, then my children look forward to me doing it. Amen. And me as a good father, I need to follow through on what I said I'm going to do. Hallelujah. If I want my children to trust what I say. So it starts with the little things, amen. And as I start to build up with the little things, that they believe me when the big things come, amen. That when I tell them that they need to wait. And when I tell my wife sometimes, baby, we need to wait on this, that they trust that I'm going to follow through on what I said I'm going to do. Why? Because I'm their father, amen. Our Heavenly Father works the same way, that sometimes He starts us out with the small things, amen, that builds our faith, amen. And He's telling us now to move forward. I want you to move forward in body. There's some things I want you to do. There's some places I want you to go. There's some people I want you to meet, but I want you to keep your mind still, because your still mind's got to be focused on me. The Bible in the book of James said that a man of a double mind is unstable in all his ways. Amen. But no, He tells us what? So now we have to be what? Singleness of mind. That I cannot be here today and over here tomorrow. I cannot be here today and over here tomorrow and doing this now and doing that later. And we must what? Continue to go forward and push and be who God has called us to be. And go where God has called us to go. And say what God has called us to say. And do what God has called us to do. And walk how He's called us to walk. And talk how He's called us to talk. Amen. Are y'all with me on this morning? So as we continue to go forward here, we find that now what? Jehoshaphat and them started to sing. And then what? Their enemies got up and they started to kill themselves. Hallelujah. That the enemies, the ones that were against them, they started to fight against one another. The Bible says that when they confused them to the point that they started to fight against one another. So much so that the Bible tells us that there was not one body left. Woo! See, when God does something, He does it completely. Amen. He doesn't do it. We don't serve a halfway God. That He does it complete. He does it full. And what the Bible tells us that here, as they obeyed Him, what happened? That their enemies got up and they killed themselves. Let that be something that I want one of you all, somebody, to take today. Your enemy is going to kill themselves. Those who are fighting against you, they're not fighting against you. The Bible tells us like this. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness and principalities and where? High places, which means that they're far above you and I. And since they're far above you and I, our arms are too short to box like that. But we have a God who looks high, who sits high and looks low. Amen. He knows exactly what's going on, and He sees you where you are. He knows where you are. He gets it. He knows it. He has you in mind. But all He asks us to do is to obey Him. Now, I know here it seemed kind of strange that they were obeying Him, that they were singing. And these guys down here, these armies of their enemies are all around them and encamped around them. But I noticed something here. Every time that they come, there's always what a praise that goes forth. This is why you heard, and you've probably heard it over and over again, that Judah is the camp of praise, amen. Because what? Here, they praise their way out of it, amen. Why did they praise? Because they praise because God told them to stand still. Still what? Focus in mind. So they still did the things they were supposed to do in their bodily functions and things that they needed to do and walk around or whatever the case may be. And they were moving forward. So God has told some of you to say, move forward, but stay still in mind. Because there's something or someone or something that wants to change your mind. They wants to change your mind about God. They wants to change your mind about the church. It wants to change your mind about the Holy Ghost. They want to change your mind about righteousness. They want to change your mind about what God said that you can do and what you can't do. They want to change your mind about your sexuality. They want to change your mind about your gender. They want to change your mind about your views. And they want to change your mind about what God said. They want to change your mind about how you feel about what God has done already for you. He wants to change your mind. So he says, stay still in mind and watch the salvation of the Lord, which means that what I ain't nothing I got to do but sit back and watch. Now I'm here to tell you today, watch God destroy your enemies. Because this is what he did for Jehoshaphat, and you and I are no respect the person. He destroyed them. They destroyed themselves. The Bible said they got up and they started fighting one another, and they fought them until they were all dead. They all killed themselves completely. Now watch this. Then the Bible tells them what? To move forward. And they move forward, and what do? He sends them down to where they were, and they took the spoils of war. They took their jewelry. They took their watches. They took their things. Why? They're dead. They don't need them anymore. And the Bible said that it was so much stuff that they could not carry it all away. It took 3 days for them to get all this spoil. It could not carry it all away. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm glad you asked. I'm telling you today that you need to move forward in your body, but still in your mind. That what you do, what God has called you to do, that you observe your surroundings, because things are changing, brothers and sisters. Things are moving. The conditions are right for certain stuff, amen. And you can move from a watch to a warning in a heartbeat. But then you need to doubt your understanding. Lord, is it just me? Am I feeling good about myself? Is this really true? Or Lord, am I feeling down about myself? Is that really true? Lean not into your own understanding, but seek God. Say, God, I need your help, Lord. I don't understand this thing that I'm in now. Lord, this is a new place. This is a new situation. This is a new circumstance. God, I don't understand everything that's around me, oh God, but I trust you that because you are our God, you are our King, that you are my love, Lord, that you are my peace, that you are my strength, that you are my joy, that you are my love, you are my heart's desire. And I know that I'm the apple of your eye. And Lord, that you love me, oh God. Lord, and that you want to be well pleased with me, oh God. And therefore, Lord Jesus, I have to what? Cast my cares, for I know that you care for me, oh God, and that you're going to keep me and you're going to protect me, Lord Jesus. For you said in your word like this, you've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread, Lord Jesus, that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. And I'm grateful for that. We're grateful for that. And to know that he has kept us, Lord, that he has blessed us, that he has looked upon us, that he has strengthened us, that he has loved on us, and that he has blessed us, that he has kept us, as he that has watched over us, and it's he that's keeping us alive. Are y'all with me on today? So what we have is not something just a function of what we've done. We move forward, but we move forward in our faith. We move forward in what God has called us to do with the stillness of mind to know that everything that I have and everything that I am, it all belongs to you. I am who I am because you said I am. Hallelujah. For you are the great I am, oh God. They asked you who your name, what was your name? And you said, I am that I am, oh God. Meaning that I am a healer. I am God. I am strength. I am peace. I am love. I am your deliverer. I am all that you need me to be. All you do is say, I am, and you put in what you need me to be. And I am that to you. And so here now we find that what the Bible said, they go in and they pick up all the spoils of war. I'm here to tell you today, brothers and sisters, when it's all said and done, you're going to be picking up the spoils. When it's all said and done, you're going to be sitting there, you're going to be looking pretty good. And there's going to be nothing that you've done, but you're going to give the honor to God. You're going to praise him with a mighty praise. You're going to give him honor and know that it was he that done this. And not we ourselves. It was he that made this way. It was he that opened up this door. It was he that done this. And it was not me. It was not me. It was not me. It was not me. It was nothing that I done. It was nothing that I done. Amen. It was nothing that I done. But it was he. As they started to sing and they praised, amen, it was he that did this. Let me read it to you one time, and I'm going to get out of here, and I'm done with today. But look at this. Look at this. I want to show you this. Look at verse. Let me get these things off. I want you to look at verse number 23. and said, "For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of that Mount Seir utterly to slay and destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another." They're killing each other. And the Bible says, "And when Judah came towards the watch tower in the wilderness, they looked upon the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies falling to the earth, and none escaped." Total annihilation. None of them escaped. Hallelujah. And then he said, "What?" "And Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them. They found among them an abundance, both in riches with the dead bodies and the precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away. And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoils." It was so much. Did y'all read that in your Bible? Verse 25. And it said, "And they were 3 days in gathering of the spoils." It was so much. I'm here to tell you today, brothers and sisters, that's the kind of God we serve. It was just so much that they could not carry it all away. I know some of you probably never even read this story, never even heard of it. I encourage you, Chronicles, 2 Chronicles 20, read that whole chapter. It was so much. So I'm here to tell you today, brothers and sisters, move forward, but be still in mind. Still in who you are, then know that, God, you got us. Lord, I trust you, Lord. I don't understand everything that's happening to me. I don't understand why I'm going through what I'm going through. I don't understand why I find myself in this seem like foreign land. But Lord, I trust you. Lord, I know you got my best interest at heart. And I know that it's he that's made us and not we ourselves. Hallelujah. I pray that this word on today has been a blessing to someone. That someone got something out of this. Amen. Amen. In fact, I know it was somebody who's just been struggling and said, "Lord, I'm not moving. Lord, I'm not getting it." But stay still in mind. Yes, be occupied. Do the work. There ain't no going around not doing the work. You got to do the work. But know that he has got you, that he has covered you, that he is in love with you, and that he's going to protect you. And stand still and watch the salvation of the Lord. God bless you on this morning. I hope that this is been a tremendous blessing to you on today. For God is good and he's so worthy to be praised. Amen. I want to take the moment. Let's pray for you. Oh, Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you right now. Lord, we want to say we thank you. Lord, we thank you for yet this another amazing day. Lord Jesus, amazing morning, oh God, that you've opened up doors for us, oh God, that you kept us, oh God, that you loved on us, that you continue, Lord Jesus, to make ways for us out of no way, oh God. As you continue to watch them and keep your people, Lord, for you say, "If my people that call upon my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek thy face and turn from their evil ways, Lord, then will they hear from heaven, then would you forgive their sins, and then will you heal their land." Lord, as you continue to heal our land on today, continue to love on us on today, Lord, continue to bless us on today, continue to strengthen us on today, continue to help us to go forward on today, Lord, to be all that you call us to be, to do all you call us to do, to say all you call us to say, to live how you call us to live, Lord, and to pray how you call us to pray, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you all, our heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit, and know that you are our God, that you are our King, and Lord, you, that you love us, oh God, and that you have us, Lord Jesus. And we want to, we'll go around the dead bodies, oh God, and pick up the spoils of war. And Lord, we thank you for that, Lord, and we love you, Lord Jesus. And I say you help us to go forward in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we ask, amen. For we know this one thing, and we know this to be true, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Hallelujah. You ask that at this point in time, amen, that this has been a blessing to you all, that you be a blessing to the church and bring in the tithes and offering into the storehouse, amen. You can do an offering on Zelle by offering at safehousechurchgso.com. Again, that's offering at safehousechurchgso.com. Or you can do it at Cash App, and that's $SafehouseChurchGSO. Again, that's $SafehouseChurchGSO. Or you can do paypal.me/ministryaid. Again, paypal.me/ministryaid. Or you can write a check or a money order to Find and Fish Ministries, P.O. Box 862, Summerfield, North Carolina, 27358. Again, that's Find and Fish Ministries, P.O. Box 862, Summerfield, North Carolina, 27358. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are so grateful to him from whom all blessings flow. All right. So if anything, all hearts and minds are clear. I don't know about you. I just had a wonderful time on today. For God is good and he's worthy to be praised. And I ask that he continue to keep his hand upon you on today. Please remember throughout next week, we'll be doing our morning prayer, amen, at 6 a.m. That's Eastern time. And here in Central time, that's at 5 a.m. So it's 6 a.m. on Eastern time, 5 a.m. on Central time, amen. And we're grateful to God. Amen. And Pastor's going to make sure he turns on all his alarms and make sure that they're on. Matter of fact, I need to go get our alarm clock today. So yeah, I just won't depend on my phone. Amen. So that we'll be on time and pray, because the prayer is important. Amen. Prayer is where we get our direction. Prayer is where we get our strength. Prayer is where we get our wisdom. And God said that he'll give wisdom. All you have to do is ask for it. Amen. And then also remember on Wednesday night, we need to get a bit better about our attendance on Wednesday night. Amen. We're getting a little slack on that. Amen. I was wondering, you know, now we're getting through the summer, let's pick that attendance back up as we're going through the book of Genesis. Amen. On last week, we, you know, was going through Joseph, but in the middle of the book of going through Joseph, there is a story there about Judah and Tamar. And if you missed that, you missed a good one. Judah and Tamar, I mean, it was like like a soap opera. Amen. You know, and so I encourage you to go back and read that. I believe that it's Genesis chapter 39. You know, those of you all who used to like the soaps or who kind of like drama, read out that chapter's full of it. Amen. You can get your full dose of biblical drama there. Amen. So please remember on Wednesday nights that we'll be here at 7 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time, and 6 p.m. on Central Time. Amen. All right. Our hearts and minds are clear. We're just grateful to God whom all blessings flow. I ask that you continue to pray for me as I continue to pray for you, and know that God has us. He got our back. He loves us, and he's going to keep us, and he's keeping us alive. God bless you all. I love you all. You all take care. And if it's the Lord's will, we'll see you all on tomorrow morning in prayer. Amen. And we'll see you again online on Wednesday night. God bless you. Love you. And have a wonderful rest of the day. Take care. Bye-bye.